Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. And neck long. Shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. And hands are on your lap. Gently, softly close your physical eyes. And let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line coming down from above your head. Reaches the top, and the line is coming down through the center of your head, neck, and spine, reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. Then if you can, please watch. The line finally reaches the very center of the planet. So this long straight line penetrating you, and you are firmly grounded. Chakras are settled, and the baggage in your mind start dropping off one by one through this line. Plus, by observing this long straight line at once, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. This is a very simple and big step to enter the very different state of mind. This is a doorway to vision. Inner eye never chooses anything. Inner eye includes everything. Inner eye never focus on any point. Instead, look at everything at once. Very different usage. Then now you start using mind in very different way. We don't focus on any thoughts, ideas, sensations, emotions, and so on. Instead, we observe all thoughts, all ideas, all emotions, all mind chatters at once. Yes, we can say this is a key of the way of life. Don't do anything like one by one mind. Just do everything, each moment. Each single moment, there is a 100% of life. Each moment, there is eternal, eternity. Each moment, you experience love and perfection. Each moment is shining. So when your inner eye is opened, and your consciousness starts traveling around you freely, You start sensing the space in front and the back and side to side, above and beneath, and you feel starting you are floating in the huge sphere of the light. For example, and you might start feeling lighter and lighter. Well, maybe not. So just observe. If you don't feel nothing, observe that nothingness. This is a meditation to bring back our mind power. Well, more accurate to say, we don't need to bring back our mind power. Mind has the full power, you know, all the time, but we don't notice it. Or we choose not to have power in our mind all the time. So we are receiving our mind power of life, power of God. Now slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing, a tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling, just observe. True observation is kindness. True observation doesn't contain any judgment. Observation is acceptance. Acceptance is love. Ego doesn't like kindness. Ego doesn't like observation. Ego wants to do something all the time. Ego wants to attack anything all the time. But now, we are choosing to observe and being kind to ourselves, to the life. So please remember, this observation, this kindness, is the foundation of any relationship. In romantic relationship, in the relationship between parents and children, relationship, in friends. This is a foundation, kindness, observation, without judgment. Then now it's time to bring our consciousness onto God's breathing. Imagine God is in front of you, and now God exhales and His breath is coming to you directly and entering through your nostrils or mouth. And God inhales, His breath is coming out through your nostrils or mouth. Could you adjust your consciousness onto this God breath? So God exhales, the power of God, life force, abundance and compassion is coming. Your all cells are filled with the God breath. And God inhales, His breath is out with your appreciation. Thank you, I received it and I used it and I was healed by it. Thank you. God exhales. His passion, safety, peace, stability, harmony is coming to you. Again, all cells receive this gift. And God inhales. Thank you, God. I was rejuvenated and brought back my passion and life power and safety. So please follow God's breathing by your own pace, next 1 minute, and receive well. And if you have somewhere you think you need to be healed, so you can imagine God's breath come to that part and heals. Heat up, cured. And you now keep the strength instead of weakness there. And now slowly coming back to normal breathing and relaxed. So next, imagine the light of Holy Spirit is in front of you, and you receive a beautiful light from Holy Spirit in front of you. Beautiful whitish light, or golden light, or bluish light, whatever your most comfortable light and image, the light is coming to you. And you can add another light of Holy Spirit is behind, probably diagonal left. And you receive the light from it. And third light, this time diagonal light, right side behind, and you receive the light. Yes, you are in the triangle. They are Holy Spirit, they are masters, they are your guide, they are your true self. They are the messenger of God. So you receive your beautiful, gentle and yet very strong light. Can you get a message from this light? This light says to you, there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to worry. There is nothing to be anxious. There is nothing to be angry. There is nothing to be sad. There is nothing to regret. So receive the light and receive the message. There is nothing to fear. So think about it. Holy Spirit tells you there is nothing to fear. If you want to trust this message, you have to admit that you made up all fearful things. All the things you have to worry about by yourself. Because in reality, there is nothing to fear. If so, what those are fearful things? It's your product. It's your ego's product. It's your drama. You started your drama. So think about it while you receive this beautiful light. I started my drama. And this fear, this irritation, this anger, this anxiety is my product. That's why I feel it's, I can't control them. I made my fear, so that's why I can't stop my fear. Can you understand this dynamics? You made fear. That's why you can't stop this fear. But at the same time, you started this drama. Then who stops? You. Only you can stop this drama. And you started your drama very freely, so then now you can stop your drama very freely. Our imagination is so big and abundant, so then we can make up so many different kind of fear. So many different fearful things, sad things, cruel, horrible things. But we can bring our mind onto this beautiful light instead. And remember how you are protected perfectly. How much grace is always coming to you. How many lucky moments have been saving you and is saving you and will be saving you. How much wisdom leads you to most happiness. How much care and love is always around you and embraces you. So receive the light. And receive your father message. So first message is that there is nothing to fear. And now you can hear next message that is, then you can stop your fearful drama. So if you are willing to say yes to this message, so then what is your question to Holy Spirit? So what kind of drama I can start now instead? Ask and wait and receive. Could you receive anything? Any stable feeling? Or some clarity? Or just maybe relaxation? Even though your consciousness doesn't catch any message, please trust your spirit knows everything. And these three lights around you are still with you. So please spend the whole week with these lights. And remember, you are protected all the time. And the message number one is there is nothing to fear. And now, slowly put your head down. And come out of meditation, please. Okay, thank you very much for sharing. Okay, if you have a time, please stay here and receive a special reading. Thank you.